Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hey, Seth, we teased two things going into this segment, and I think, having had a chance to think about it a little bit, I think they kind of go hand in hand. The first one is a plea from me that I don't think is really going to be as necessary now as it was 24 hours ago. But one of the things that I need people to stop doing, whether it's on social media or out and about or in conversations or whatever it is, stop bringing up James Harden coming back to Houston. Stop doing that. You sound dumb, first of all, because it's not going to happen. But number two, it would be detrimental. And Ime Udoka didn't allow it when they had the cap space to do it. He's certainly not going to go do something where they'd have to give up more assets to bring in a guy who is aging and lazy. Okay?
And aside from anything else, even if he wasn't aging, even if he wasn't lazy, he established once again this year that he cannot be trusted in the playoffs. You need him off the court in the playoffs. Yeah. You want to pay him $40 million a year just so you can bench him in the playoffs because you got no chance of winning a closeout game?
That's right.
Or an elimination game if he's on the court? He does it with alarming consistency. And I don't think that gets better with age.
No.
He'll get better at doing that, but not actually performing well in important games and elimination games in the playoffs.
Yes.
Yeah, there is no part. If you're begging for them to bring James Harden back at this point, you flat out don't want to win a championship.
Yeah.
You've ignored everything that's ever happened in James Harden's career since he – I won't even include Rockets because all right, whatever. Since he left the Rockets. No, he's not – you cannot – trust him in the playoffs.
No.
One of the greatest Rockets games in James Harden era history was the Clippers comeback when James Harden was on the bench.
Was on the bench. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, almost 10 years ago to the day right now almost, or to the month. Yeah.
And I was so happy to see, for multiple reasons, I was happy to see Fred VanVleet's extension yesterday.
Yeah.
2 years, $50 million.
Yep.
So that puts him at $25 million a year. You had tweeted something about James Harden the other day, and somebody replied to you quite snarkily, and I did not appreciate it.
It's Aggie Doug.
Aggie Doug, the capologist, apparently was like, "Oh, who do you really want? Fred VanVleet at $40 million a year, or James Harden at $40 million a year?"
Right.
And I'm like, "Well, I don't think that's the conversation we're having."
No,
but let's hold on a second. Fred VanVleet restructures his deal for $25 million per year.
Yeah,
That's a much smarter salary for the team for a guy like Fred VanVleet, who they do really, really like for a lot of the intangibles and everything else. But that makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
And he took a pay cut, basically, to do that. I mean, in terms of average per year, certainly.
Yeah, well, and Fred likes being here, so that's a big thing. And I think in his heart of hearts, Fred probably knows that he was not a $43 million player the last couple of years. He was very good at times. Certainly great for the culture of that locker room. The team loves him. Ime Udoka loves him. Anybody that thought Fred VanVleet was not going to be coming back here to be a Rocket was not reading the tea leaves or even reading writers that are saying Fred VanVleet will definitely be back with the Rockets this year. So the team had a team option on him for about $45 million. And the mechanics of it are they decline that option, and then immediately they're re-signing him to, as Seth said, it's a two-year $50 million deal, so a much more reasonable salary, certainly as the Rockets are looking at the salary cap, the luxury tax, these aprons that they have above the luxury tax that all of a sudden constrict you from doing anything if you get above certain levels of salary. The Rockets are right now under the salary cap, even with Kevin Durant factored in. Raphael Stone has done an amazing job not only of putting the roster together, but allowing them to still be able to make moves because of where they are with the cap, not to go too deep into the NBA salary cap and the CBA because you'll drive off the road if we get too nerdy about it. But the Rockets are in a great spot to still be able to use their mid-level exception, which is about $14 million. They're in real good position to be able to do extensions with Tari Eason and Jabari Smith Jr. if they want to this offseason, like they did with Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün last offseason. As far as Fred VanVleet goes, it's a two-year, $50 million deal, so $25 million a year. It does have a player option after this year. So a little like the Alex Bregman situation up in Boston. If, you know, Fred has a good year, he can opt out of his deal. And if you look around the league, there's only two teams that actually have salary cap space right now heading into free agency. Yeah. Like, a lot of these teams are operating over the cap right now because they've re-signed a lot of their own guys, et cetera. Next offseason, there should be a lot more teams that do have money to spend. So if Fred has a good year this year and he wants to go do right by himself and his family and go see what's out there, he's got the opportunity to do that.
This is the really cool thing, is that Fred VanVleet helped the Rockets out in a couple ways here. One is, A, they pushed the option back, where originally the option was, what, right immediately after the season.
4 days after the Rockets season ended, yeah.
And which the player wants that because, okay, the team has to make a decision, either give you a new contract or cut you right then, mm-hmm. so you can be a free agent and have the full free agency period. He agreed to move it back, which gave the Rockets time to get their ducks in a row and make their plans and ultimately trade for Kevin Durant. You know, who knows exactly what they wanted the outcome to be at the time. But that helped the team out. And then now in this contract is very, very team friendly. And it looks like one that a player who's getting up there in years and says, man, I just want to be I want to be on that kite in that type of environment again. I want this championship experience again.
No doubt. That to me is the biggest takeaway from this, Seth, is that the veterans that are in the building with the Rockets, two in particular this offseason, are signing deals where they're working collaboratively with the team to structure their deals in a way that makes it easier for them to do business. Steven Adams signed a three-year, $39 million deal with the Rockets. Steven Adams might have been able to get more on the open market if he went out there. Now, again, there's very few teams with salary cap space out there, so who knows? But he played when they needed him. In the postseason, he was playing well above the level of a $13 million player in the NBA today. Steven Adams was a difference maker for this team in the playoffs. He signs a three-year, $39 million deal with a team where the salaries actually go down each year. So, you know, as he's aging, his salary is going down.
It's the Altuve contract.
The Altuve-type contract, exactly. Fred VanVleet signs a deal, which I think is a very reasonable deal. You know, he 2 years, $50 million. The fact that these veteran guys who they've brought in are working collaboratively with the team, I think is a huge statement on the culture they built in the building and how those guys feel about their chances of getting a ring in their twilight years here.
And you asked me the question a day or two ago about Kevin Durant and, hey, what are you going to do if do you expect him to get the max that he's allowed to be paid, or do you think he takes a little bit of a haircut to help the team out? I said, I'm trying not to think about it because I am 100% cool with it if he just takes as much money as possible. But if he does take a team-friendly deal, if he plays at a discount to help fill out the roster, that aids me greatly in my decision to get a Kevin Durant tattoo.
Yeah.
That'll be – yeah. And I'll do it. I'll get like the one Jalen Green has of his lady there. Like full – I'll get full portrait size on my back.
On your back.
You know? Yeah.
On your back.
Isn't that where his –
I think it is. I was just curious where you were putting yours. Yeah, on your back, huh? Yeah.
That's not actually going to happen. No, I haven't asked. I don't know if people can see the asterisks on the YouTube.
No. I'm just wondering if you had to. If you had to put one somewhere, you lose a bet and you've got to put a Kevin Durant tattoo on your body somewhere, but you get to choose where it is. Would it be your back? Where would you put it?
I don't. Okay, where would I want my Kevin Durant tattoo?
If you had to put
like
it,
a normal size Kevin Durant.
If you and I had a bet,
I would honestly. I'd be really hard pressed to ever feel good about having a portrait of a man who isn't a family member on my anywhere on my body.
Right.
I'd probably. What's the least visible part for the average man?
Like well, the
upper
but you're,
thigh.
Well, you're.
But that's also a little too close to the nether regions.
Unless you're into some things I'm not aware of, your butt cheek is the one that really only Brandy is probably going to see. You know.
Yeah.
And you know.
I had a teammate in the NFL who's from Texas. I won't say his name because I know he's got friends who live in Houston. His friends who live in Houston will know who I'm talking about. But when he was in college. He'd been dating this girl for about 3 months.
No.
And one night.
He did not.
Went on a bender one night. And you know what? No, wait. I'm mixing up stories here. So this is my friend wasn't the one with the girlfriend. This was another guy. So two stories for one. Here, real quick. There was this one guy, not the guy from Texas, who had been dating a girl for like not even 3 months. It was less than that. And went out.
Got ink.
Got drunk one night. Got a tattoo. She sees the tattoo. Immediately dumps him.
Yeah.
Like whoa, we're not in that deep yet. Or yeah, well, that far.
Not to sidetrack you. What was the tattoo? Was it like...
It was something like her name or something.
Okay,
it was really, really dumb.
Gotcha.
So my other friend, this is the cautionary tale against getting, never make a decision, a major life decision when you've been drinking, including getting a tattoo for the first time.
Yeah.
Like if you've got 29 tattoos, do whatever.
Knock yourself
so
out.
So my friend came from, he's from West Texas, old school father, you know, you better not have no earring in this household type, no tattoos, anything.
Oh boy.
So he wanted to get tattoos, but he knew his father couldn't. He couldn't let his father know. So he got. It looked so dumb. He had one. One was his school logo. The other one was like his high school logo, but right on the front of his upper thigh.
No,
like almost, yeah, like thigh pads almost.
What's the
but
point?
up where tighty whiteys would cover it up. Yeah,
yeah. Like if you're, dude. I mean, not to judge, but if you're somebody, if you're routinely out in gear that people are going to see that tattoo, is only your second worst problem. Like, you know, like if that means you're out and about in tighty whiteys in a Speedo quite a bit. If people
that's
are able
right.
to
not
see that
tighty
tattoo.
Whiteys. No, tighty whiteys would have covered it up. He would have had to been wearing a thong of some sort.
Like,
yeah.
So like it, where, like
just
where
a banana
your,
hammock.
Like where your hip, like where your hip has that little point right there that juts out. Like
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I guess maybe boxer briefs.
Yeah,
sort of.
Boxers.
They would have been covered up by boxers.
Okay.
I'm thinking of boxer briefs.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, dude.
So, yeah, but so if he was wearing a banana hammock, then you could see those. But otherwise, it was largely those tattoos were for the benefit of guys in the shower.
Yeah.
And a woman here or there,
what
I suppose.
The hell?
You know?
You don't have any ink, do you?
No, I don't. I'm still contemplating.
I don't either. I do think about it sometimes, you know?
I'd like to. Yeah. I just don't have. I've gotten to the point where now I feel like when you get a tattoo for the first time when you're 50, it should probably mean I don't want to end up going. I don't want to wake up one morning with a Grateful Dead dancing bear on my ankle or something. You know?
Yeah.
Like that's what I chose.
That's a much safer bumper sticker than a tattoo.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. So, yeah, good job, Rockets, getting Fred VanVleet locked in, and no more James Harden. That was the point of that segment. If you're looking for the why of that segment, it's no more James Harden. Yeah,
and get your put a little bit more thought into your first tattoo.
That's right. That's right. That was the big message from that. All right,
do it when you're sober.
Yeah, then that's good advice. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Yeah, someone's saying Russell Westbrook also. No, Russ. No, we're not getting the Oklahoma City 3 back together. We got Kevin Durant, and we're moving forward, all right?
Why is everybody ignoring Carmelo Anthony in this discussion?
Or Serge
I'm so
Ibaka.
Tired of people pouring hate on beloved Houston Rocket Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, yeah. Somewhere Serge Ibaka is like, I was on those OKC teams too. I could use a ring. All right, headlines. Astros win last night. Hey, Texans made their training camp announcement yesterday. We've got all the details for you on that. These are important details if you want to go to training camp. We've got dates and times for you. So we'll do that in headlines coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.